Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for an awful time tonight. We praise you, Father, for all that you're going to accomplish in this group and the ones that are listening also, Lord. Thank you for answering our prayers that we do have an open channel to heaven, right straight to the throne. We praise you for that, Father, because we got great and bold faith to believe that when we pray, it's going to be answered. We always endure in our faith to the end, and that's the end of the CL, all manifested. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father, for this night, a special night for us because we get to come to the Passover table, Lord, and we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, thank you, Father, that everybody listening tonight, after we take this communion, that the blood of Jesus would heal them, deliver them, and set them free from whatever's got them bound up in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. All right. Anybody got a prayer request? Okay. Yeah, I see you. All right. Anybody got a prayer request or a testimony? Hey, Pat. Everybody's ready to load it up, huh? All right. Yeah, Julie, go ahead. I'm sorry, I missed you there.
No, I just raised my hand. I have a confession and a testimony. Today I got notification from my bank that there was an expense to hit my account for X amount of dollars. It was over $100. And I'm like, I looked at that and I'm like, I didn't buy anything. What is this? So I opened up, went into my bank app on my phone. And it was that. There was that one. It was like $127 and change for some place I've never heard of. And just before that, there was a 1 cent charge for the same place. And before that, there was another charge for like $97 at some other place I've never heard of. I'm like, somebody's got into my bank account. So I quick called my bank and got service right away and stuff. And, I'm just reported as unauthorized charges. And I had my card and I hadn't been, no one else has it and blah, blah, blah. I had to go through all that. So they credited me and made the adjustments. And then I'm thinking, Lord, why did that happen? This happened to me before. And maybe a couple of years ago, and so they closed my account. They're sending me an expedited debit card, and not charging me for the shipping and all that. They're really good. And I was thanking God for all that. So I asked him, it's like, did I open up the door for that? Is there a reason? It was like, I bought something recently, but it wasn't like any big deal. But the enemy was right there to accuse me. He's like, yeah, you've done something wrong, blah, 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 blah. And then I was thinking later and I was eating. I was thinking, it's like, what opened up the door? And then as it dawned on me, as I was eating, it's like when I just had gone to the store and stuff, and you know how you use your card at the, to pay for your whatever you used your card for. If the thought comes to me almost always, that somebody's going to steal my data. Someone's going to be, because they have all this, technology now that they can break into your accounts and steal your PIN number, steal your credit, your bank number and all that stuff and get in there. And I wasn't diligent about casting those thoughts down and pleading the blood of Jesus over my account that I was protected and all that. And the Lord wished, and I asked the Lord later, I said, is that what happened? And he said, yeah. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm sorry, that I was worried about that. I was anxious that someone would actually get into my account, and they did, and in place of believing God to protect me. So, I confessed that and I repented and asked the Lord to forgive me and just take that evil thinking out of my head that nobody's going to get in my bank. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for protecting all of our PIN numbers and everything that's associated with electronic banking and mine. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, anyone else? Hey, Joe. All right. That's some fine light you got there, brother. Anytime you get light, that's fine, ain't it? Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Yeah. All right, anyone else? Amen. Okay, well, tonight, as I had told you the other night, we are going to do communion. I hope everybody's got all their makings handy, but I'd like to speak about it for a little bit and just make sure that y'all and everybody out there that's going to be listening as well have their life in order, repented, debt, and all that. Okay, Joe, go ahead, brother.
Sorry about this. I just want to find out that I was a bit late now. Just want to ask you to pray for me, please, if you don't mind. And I asked the Lord last night, and I confessed all my sins, but I just want to, if you want, don't mind, please pray for me before this, please, if you don't mind.
Okay, I didn't get that, Julie.
Joe, I'm sorry. I was reading a text message from Debbie, an update on.
I was asking myself, I was asking the Lord last night about the communion, and I prayed and I about this, and I confessed all my sins, what I thought I had. But I just want to, the Lord showed me just to ask Michael to pray for me
Okay.
before we start, if you don't mind.
Okay. Well, Father, I'll just lift up Joe to you, and I thank you, Father, for your cleansing power right now. Going through him, he's repented, and I thank you, Father, there is no sin in his life. He is as pure as a driven stone, Lord. We thank you and we praise you for it. Thank you, Lord, for extracting all condemnations, anything else, anxiety, anything like that, confusion, go in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, he is completely delivered and set free by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank
Thank
you,
you,
Father,
Lord.
for doing that for Joe. Amen.
Thank
Anybody else?
you, Lord.
Amen. Okay. Hey, Barbara and Deborah and Cheryl and Benita. And
Hello.
George. And George.
Hello.
Hello.
Patty.
Greetings.
Oh, man.
Hi.
All right. Hi, Vanita. Okay. All right. I do just probably about a 30 or 40 minute teaching that David gave, but I'm going to give it to so. If I can find it here. So we'll get everybody straightened out on what communion is. And when you talk about communion, talking about the Passover, and David always starts in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 14. Wherefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. Now he's going to talk about communion and why you need to flee idolatry to have communion. Communion is communion with the Lord, the body and the blood of Christ, the real God. Some people are worshiping a false God. For some people, their own self is their idol. And so they have created a God after their own image that pleases them. You can't have communion with God if you're going to be worshiping idols. And verse 15 says, I speak as to wise men. Judge ye what I say. The cup of blessing, which we bless, that's the cup of blessing. So this is a cup of blessing. It's not just a ceremony. You actually receive something from this if you're doing it right. So let's find out what doing it right is. Let's find out what the qualifications to have a communion are. The cup of blessings which we bless, is it not a communion of the blood of Christ? Well, it's a communion. What is a communion? A communion means having in common the blood of Christ. Having in common. We are the body of Christ, and the one who lives in us is Christ. And his blood is in us by faith. And as a matter of fact, that's why we do communion, is to accept that it is in us by faith. And as the body of Christ worldwide, as we are here, we should be having communion with each other and with the body of Christ, of the blood and the body of Christ. We have this communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? Now, we know the body of Christ was smitten so that we could have health. And you know that 1 Peter 2:24 says that by his stripes you were healed. And also the blood of Christ, the wine, of course, in communion, represents the blood of Christ. And the blood of Christ is ours, just as the body of Christ is ours. When we behold in a mirror the glory of the Lord, we're transformed into that same image from glory to glory. And that's the Lord. We're coming into the image of Christ, and his body and his blood is pure. Leviticus 17:11 says the life of the flesh is in the blood. And that Greek word for life is soul. The soul of the flesh is in the blood. The soul of whose flesh is in this blood? It's the blood of Christ. The soul of Christ. And that is his mind, his will, and his emotions. And I want you to notice that we're partaking of this when we partake of the blood of Christ by faith in communion. We are partaking. We are accepting this gift. And it's truly the cup of blessing. It's the cup of blessing when it's done by faith. And just like baptism, when we're baptized, the baptism itself helps us. It enables us to have an imagination that we're being buried with Christ, coming up out the water, resurrected with Christ, and so we accept the resurrection life of Christ through baptism. It's an enabler for our faith and our imagination to join together, because you really can't have faith unless you can imagine something. And so it enables us, it helps us as humans to be able to cooperate with God. And the communion is the same thing. It's something that enables our imagination to believe that we have received something from God by faith. And so to receive the body of Christ is to receive a body that's not afflicted with every kind of a curse. Jesus himself bore the curse upon himself that we might have Abraham's blessing. He bore the curse. He bore the sin. He bore the sickness. He bore all that upon himself so that we can have his body. And his body meaning a body that's free from the curse and free from the curse of sin and death. His blood, which means his mind, will, and his emotions. His very nature, your soul, is your nature. The nature of Christ is given to us already by the reconciliation, which means exchange. He made reconciliation. He made an exchange of his life for ours. So when we partake of the body and the blood of Christ at communion, we're partaking of that. And it's that by faith, which is powerful. And we accept by faith that we are partaking of the body and the blood of Christ. We profess that we're doing that. He also says that in verse 17, seeing that we who are many are one bread, one body, so we all partake of the one bread. The one bread that we partake of is Jesus Christ. We are the one body in whom Jesus lives. We are the body of Christ, and the one who lives in the body of Christ is Christ himself. He's the bread, and we partake of that bread, and we are the bread. So please remember that in the communion, you are receiving the soul and the body of Jesus Christ. And of course, he was the Word made flesh. Glory, hallelujah. What was that? Did y'all hear that? Who was that?
Sorry, that was me. I was praying and stirring my water, my lemon water. I'm sorry.
How'd you get unmuted?
I don't know. I didn't unmute myself.
Did you ever mute yourself?
No, you.
I did. Yeah, I thought I did. I did then too. Okay, we got it. We got it now. I said, I heard that weird noise, Debbie. That's okay. Let's see here. So please remember that in communion, you are receiving the soul and the body of Jesus Christ. And of course, he was the word made flesh. So you're receiving everything that the word is when you take communion. You know, 1 Corinthians 5 warns us in verse 9. He said, I wrote unto you in my epistle to have no company with fornicators. Not at all meaning with the fornicators of this world or the covetous or extortionists or idolaters. So then you must needs go out of the world. But as it is, I wrote unto you not to keep company. That means separate. You need to be an unleavened lump. Goes on and says, not to keep company if any man is named a brother, be a fornicator, a coveter, an idolater, a reviler, or drunken, an extortioner. With such a one, do know not to eat. Not to eat what? That's the Passover, the unleavened bread. Don't have these people in your midst. He says to separate yourself from them. Don't have these people in your midst, in amongst you. It's not possible to have a Passover that way. It's not possible for you to have a communion. For what have I to do with judging them that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within? That's within the church and within the body. Okay, we don't want leaven in this body, do we? And it goes on and says, but them that are without, God judges. Put away the wicked man from among yourselves. That's pretty plain, real plain. We want to be able to keep communion, and the only way to do it is to put them away. Now, I know they like to hide, but if you're holy, God's going to reveal it. And he does it to us all the time. He reveals it. People try to hide their sins and continue on, but God takes them out. He uses division. He divides them from you. We've seen it happen time again, time and time again. That's faction. That's what it is. Faction and heresy. He divides them from you in that way so that you, this body, can be holy. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14. Be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with iniquity? Or what communion? Talking about having in common. What communion has light with darkness? You can't have communion with people of darkness. And that's why he says to throw the bums out. And what concord hath Christ with Belial? What portion hath a believer with an unbeliever? You see, it's important that the people all know that this is a holy body and it has to stay holy. They have to repent or they have to leave. That's the only way you got it. We want them to repent. We preach the gospel to them and the really good news that they don't have to live in sin anymore. But if they don't want that, if they'd rather have their sin, they need to go. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For we are a temple of the living God. Even as God said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. Now that's what communion is all about. This is what the Passover is all about. They had to eat the lamb. And on Passover, when Jesus instituted communion, he passed out the bread, but he said that he, as the lamb, was that bread. That bread being his body. That bread being the word made flesh. And walk in them and I will be their God, he said. This is what partaking of the body and the blood of Christ is. And they shall be my people. Wherefore come ye out from among them and be ye separate. How come? Because he wants a holy, completely righteous lump. People that are walking in the faith of God. Well, what's the promised land? Well, we've proven that the promised land is this life. that the spiritual man lives in. Our bodies and our natural life came from the earth. It's the land. That land is promised to us. It was promised to the Israelites, not the Canaanites. The Canaanite has to be driven out. He represents the lust of the flesh. He represents the old man of the land. So we don't want people who want to live after the lust of their flesh, because if a person think that's all right, they're going to die. That's what the Bible says. So let's go back to our text in 1 Corinthians 11 and 23. For I received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Now, this is the Passover, verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body. Notice what he said here. He said, this is my body. Now, we're talking about faith. He said, this is my body. You accept this as my body. You believe this is my body. It'll be what? The cup of blessing. This is my body, which is for you. This do in remembrance of me. So remember, the Passover was that the flesh of the lamb. And Jesus is the word made flesh, which is the bread. And so Jesus is showing us the fulfillment of the Passover of the Old Testament. And the word made flesh dwelt among us, and that's Jesus. Verse 25, in like manner also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. The new covenant is, of course, what God freely gives to you when you repent and believe his life, his nature. The life of the flesh is in the blood, and that word life is again soul. The very soul, the very nature of Jesus, he gives to you when you, by faith, receive him. In this way, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. So let me ask you this. If the Lord is going to live through you by his body and blood, what does that mean? It means death to the old man is what it means. Jesus said, if you don't lose your life, you won't gain your life. There's your soul again. If you don't lose your soul, you don't gain his soul. You have to repent and believe. Repent means to give up your life, and believe means to accept his. And the word here, proclaim the Lord's death, means to show forth the Lord's death. How are you showing it forth? You are manifesting it. You are showing it for those around you. You're showing it in your life. And this is how you prove that this is the cup of the Lord until he comes. Verse 27. Wherefore, whoever shall eat the bread or drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. So to drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner is basically walking after the lust of the flesh. If you walk after the flesh, you must die. And it is the heresy, the division, the selfishness, the lack of love for the brethren. It is all those lusts of the flesh that we kick people out for in 1 Corinthians 5 and 6. All those sin, that's the sin nature. We're having fellowship around the body and the blood of Christ. And we then partake of the body and the blood of Christ. And by the way, when you have the body and the blood of Christ living in you, you're able to give it to others. And if you don't, then you're giving away your old leaven. Sin is what you're giving away, and you're polluting the body. And if you're not plundering the devil's kingdom, you're running from him. That's what Jesus said. And if you're not plundering his kingdom and walking by faith and believing you have received everything from God that he gave you through his body and blood, then he's whipping you. And if you don't know the gospel, this is the good news. The good news is preached in communion, totally. It's preached in the Passover, totally. And the Lord is revealing to us the greatness of receiving his life through communion by faith. So when we come together to do communion, you confess your sins one to another. Because you need to be right with God before you do this, or you're guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Well, you say that I'm not going to mess with that. Well, that's too dangerous. Excuse me. No, you need the body and blood of the Lord. You need to be the body and the blood of the Lord in the midst of God's people to be a blessing to. It's the cup of blessing. So if you do it in an unworthy manner, and you have hidden sins, or you have revealed sin, which everybody around you accepts, which is still contrary and forbidden in the Word of God, as we can see, as we just read over there. So if you partake in an unworthy manner, that's not repentance and faith. You're guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. So let's read on in verse 28. But let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of the bread. In other words, a person needs to discern in themselves. He needs to discern themselves. Are you walking in the light that you have? Are you walking in the light that you know? If you do, the blood is cleansing you of all unrighteousness if you're walking in the light. But if you're not, if you're rebelling against the Lord in some area of your life and you're walking in sin, don't go pollute the body by sneaking in there with your sin, because they're going to lose their battle because of you. Remember that book, Sanctification? Before blessing? You know the blood is on the hands of Babylon. Babylon represents apostate religion and its people, and they are guilty of the blood of the saints and of the prophets. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 28, but let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 29, for he that eats and drinks and eats and drinks judgment upon himself. Let me read that again. For he that eats and drinks judgment unto himself, if he discern not the body. So the body, remember what Jesus said, Matthew 25 and 40. Inasmuch as you did it unto one of these brethren, even these least, you did it unto me. Now back to Galatians 5 and 22, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And they that are of Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with the passions and the lust thereof. Verse 25, if we live after the Spirit, by the Spirit, let us also walk. And let us not become vainglorious, provoking one another, envying one another. And so he wants peace. He wants unity. He wants love between the disciples. And that's what this is all about. And so if you are not qualified to partake of the Lord's Supper, the body and the blood of Christ, if you're not qualified because you're in some kind of rebellion, all you have to do is repent, and the Lord will take it from you. If you repent and believe, well, fellowship and communion, that's having in common, right? You are giving and receiving of Christ to everyone around you. You're receiving their gift unto you, and your gift goes into them. You partake of one another. We're one bread or one loaf. And so is Christ, that one bread. And so we are to be partaking of one another, and we're not to be partaking of unclean animals, like Peter with the sheep that came down out of heaven, that he later got a revelation that this was the Gentiles that God had cleansed. But they were unclean animals, but God had cleansed them. And that's what people around us are. We are not to partake of them or their blood, according to the Old Testament, which is also a type and a shadow. You're not to partake of the blood or the nature or the soul of unclean people. 1 John 1 and 7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, in other words, the light that you have, you can only walk in the light that you have that is put in front of your feet. But if you walk in that light, he'll put more in front of your feet. That's what he said. And you're not guilty for ignorance. 1 John 1 and 7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship, there it is, one with another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So you go from unqualified to qualified. And verse 8 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. A lot of people are like that. They're in denial because they don't want to admit that it is sin, because they don't want to give it up. It's the love of their life, and that's an idol. He said that we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us if we say that we have no sin. 1 John 1:9. Now listen to this. This is how you get qualified here. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Whoa. So we need to get used to confessing our sins, don't we? And immediately. Do it when you sin, if you sin. And if you do sin, by the way, because it says in the next verse, it says in verse 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things I write unto you that you may not sin. What could make you where you wouldn't sin? Well, he says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and righteous or just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So how do you get to the place where you're not tempted to sin? Getting rid of the unrighteousness. Unrighteousness is the nature of sin. You don't sin just because it jumps out the air and grabs you. You sin because you're drawn away of your own lust and enticed. That's what the Bible says in James chapter 1. So here God is telling you how to get rid of lust. You're in a trap if you will not confess your sins. People carry their sins on until they are destroyed because they won't confess their sins. And if it's a sin, you must confess it as sin. And if you'll do that, he's going to take it away. In other words, you're getting on God's side then. You're saying, this is sin, I don't want it. And it's not just mouthing, it's from the heart. You see, we're commanded to pray for everything that we want. And Jesus said, when you do that, believe you have received all things, whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you have received them because you did it at the cross. Believe you have received them and you shall have them. That's the word of the Lord. And so that's why we look into the mirror and we see Jesus every day. We've asked for Jesus. We want his life. And he gave it to us. And when we do communion, this is an act of faith whereby we're renewing our mind. We're reminding ourselves that today I am receiving the body and the blood of Christ, the very soul and body and the word of God. Because he was the word made flesh, the Lamb of God, the Passover Lamb of God. They ate all of the Lamb of God, all of his flesh, and the Lamb of God is Jesus. And he was the word made flesh. So if you eat the word, which is the bread, at the Lord's Supper, you're taking a New Testament Passover. Boy, God's just got so much good stuff for us. He's, glory to God. All we need to do is just believe. He said, this is my body and this is my blood. So why not just go ahead and believe him? Is it physically? No, but when we believe we are receiving his body and his blood right there, that's what we're receiving by the supernatural act of God. God has the power, and he wants us to have the faith. Our part in this covenant is faith. His part in the covenant is power. When we believe, we receive simply on the grounds that he said it. And then we get it, and that getting comes from his power. And he works in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. There's some translations that say he works in us to will and to work of his good pleasure. I'd like to be well pleasing unto God, wouldn't y'all? And I can tell you how to get there. It's the gospel. The gospel is the power of God to save the one that believes it. That's what Paul said. It's the power of God to save him who believes it. Now you can look in the mirror and see your old filthy self, but you know what you're going to have tomorrow? You're going to have your old filthy self again. But if you behold in the mirror the glory of the Lord and you accept his life by faith, you have repented of your life If you don't want that old life, but you know how to get there, you don't know how to get there, well, then the next part is to believe. All we have to do is repent and believe. And that was what was preached all through the gospel, all through the scriptures. Repent and believe. Not accept. They don't say that. That's some foolish church trying to fill up his pews with tithers. That's all that is. They're pretty good at it. But what they got is a church full of leaven, and they can't have any communion. They got too many willful sinners in there, you know. So what we need to do is repent and believe. Repent. You don't want that old life. Believe that Jesus gave you that new life. He says if you don't lose your life, you ain't going to gain your life. That's what Jesus said, and he's talking the same thing about the soul. If you don't lose your old soul, you're not going to gain your new soul. You want the soul of Christ, which is his mind, his will, and his emotion. That's what it is. His mind, his will, and his emotions. We have the mind of Christ. And you know, Paul said it's by faith we receive. And by faith we have the mind of Christ. That's, praise God. Okay, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that all the brethren out there, even in their homes, that they may decide to have communion, that they're going to be clean, that they'll want to be clean, want to be cleansed, and accept your cleansing power by faith in the blood in the body of Christ. So, Father, we ask you to give wisdom and grant grace to the brethren, and wisdom to the brethren so they can receive this wonderful good news, this wonderful gospel that you're offering to them, the very life of Christ. He's the firstborn among many brethren. He's the son among sons. And we come into his image. We come into sonship. We don't have to be a child all of our lives anymore. We have the word to grow up on, to feed on, to bring forth the fruit of Jesus Christ in each one of us. We got that word, and we can grow up in him. And oh, glory be to God. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Has anybody got anything they'd like to add or would like to pray or need? Yes, Pat.
I want to confess something to the body here. Michael's reading that scripture in, for as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he come. Ye proclaim the Lord's death till he come. And as he was talking about that, I started to think, or I've been struggling. I have to admit, I've been struggling over this battle for a long time, and it is. I personally found 1 John 1:9 in confessing my sin, and finding God faithful to forgive me and cleanse me from my sin. And I found that, I won't say easy, but, significantly easier than proclaiming God's goodness, proclaiming the gospel, proclaiming the truth of his word, especially what we've been, you know, reviewing and learning as of late. Standing on the truth of his word and proclaiming that truth, even in the midst of opposing circumstances or not seeing the manifestation of it in my life. And yet I have failed at that proclamation, being proclaiming by faith that which I have received, which God has given me. Again, I find it easier to confess my sin before the brethren, but easier than proclaiming and confessing the benefits of God that he has given me, again, by faith, even in the midst of the lack of appearance. So this is something that I had seen a long, long time ago, and it's a recurring scenario or theme that that the Lord brings up in my life, and so I'm just confessing that right now before the body, because and I believe that the Lord has healed me from that, has delivered me from that, whether it be fear or idolatry. I don't really know what it is, other than the workings of the flesh, of the carnal life. And I want to be free of that. And so I'm thanking God tonight that he has delivered me from that. That tendency that comes up, he has broken it. But much more, he has given me the faith and the grace to overcome it by standing in his word and proclaiming his truth, his word, in the midst of the in the midst of the appearance of lack. So I don't know if I'm sounding redundant. This is probably a broken record for me, but this is the last broken record that I'm going to accept. So I'm trusting the Lord that he has delivered, he's provided, and he has delivered me from this. And I just give him thanks and praise tonight. And I just ask for a prayer, even in this area, while I'm confessing this. And I'm put my confidence and trust in the Lord, in his word, in his communion, that I am receiving the soul of Jesus and replacing this dead soul that wants to cling to that tendency. So I just confess it tonight, and on the basis of 1 John 1:9, I believe I am forgiven and cleansed by his righteousness. So thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Lord, we just agree with Pat that it's done. We thank you, Father, for bringing down this stronghold that has kept him from believing, and we praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that from this point on, no more Satan blocking his believing. And I command doubt and unbelief to go too, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, he is looking like Jesus even all as we speak. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for bringing down those strongholds, in Jesus' name. Anybody else? Praise you, Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, it's done. Anybody else? Thank you, Jesus.
Michael?
Yes, Sue.
I would like to repent of not having the right attitude with my granddaughter. A lot of times I when I'm dealing with her, sometimes I get angry, and I would just not want to do that anymore. I pray against that. In Jesus' name.
Okay. All right, Lord, she has repented. We thank you, Father, that she is sanctified as the most sanctified person in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, she is back on the road in that holiness. And we praise you, Father, that this anger and that whatever it is gone in Jesus' name. We praise you, Father, that Sue is now holy as you see her, Lord. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody believe that? Glory to God, it's done. It's done. Thank you, Father. All right, Joe, go ahead, brother.
No, I'm just going to say I agree with Pat. When I've been done, I'm also clean. I just want to accept that and thank you, Lord, for healing myself as well. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Andrew.
Lord, I just, I want to fight the good fight of the faith, the hold of eternal life. It's been very troublesome and battlesome sometimes, Lord. And I just want you to continue with me, Lord, and to continue to show me things. And to continue to help me. I want to manifest Christ. It's been a while. I thank you for the teachings and stuff, Lord, and things that you are showing me. But sometimes I want to be in a better position than I am in now. And I ask for that, Lord. I ask to increase. And show me things. If there's something that's troubling me, I'm not sure about things, Father. I need you to help me there. To show me anything. Again, it's the struggle, Father. With the fight, Father. I will continue. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. He's cleansed. Thank you, Father, that you're going to not only help him, you're going to show yourself to him in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Ooh, my, 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 my. Thank you, Father. All right, Cheryl.
I want to confess, it's Pat kind of explained what I'm going through, like my faith that... some days are better than the other. I have my son. I want to also confess like what Pat said and confess that when my son that lives next door to me comes over, I don't know. I'm afraid to cast the demons out because he's not ready yet to, make Christ ruler of his life, and I'm afraid that seven more demons worse than the one that's in him will come upon him, and it's kind of hard to speak faith and everything when I'm around him, and I want to have more love and compassion for him. I confess it after he comes over and does what he does. And I just have so many questions, and I'm wanting to have that faith. And there's still more things that the Lord is showing me that even through the jewelry that my mom have, that there's something else I need to get rid of that was of a Indian, like a... American Indians, the jewelry I'm going to get rid of. I don't want to get rid of it here on the property. I want to get it away from the property because, oh no, I just, I'm afraid that I don't have the faith that y'all have. I'm here with you.
Let's pray. Let's pray, Cheryl. In the name of Jesus right now, I command this fear to go from Cheryl right now. In Jesus' name, she has just as much faith as anybody in this fellowship. And Lord, because you're the one that provides it, and we praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that she has the faith of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now, we're going to pray for your son. And everybody in here, I want you to just believe with me and Cheryl for her son. In the name of Jesus right now, I break the power of Satan off of her son that has kept him from the gospel. And I thank you, Lord, that you have granted repentance to him and bringing him into the kingdom. And we're not going to confess nothing but that from this point on. And we praise you, Father. We believe, Lord, that her son, I forget what his name is, but Lord, you know. And I thank you, Father, that he is completely coming into the kingdom of God, and he's going to be a mighty man of God. In fact, we already confess it. That boy is a mighty man of God in Jesus' name. And when he comes in the door, Cheryl's going to say, there he is, that mighty man of God. Glory to God. And I thank you, Father, that it's going to be just a few days before he comes in Jesus' name. And matter of fact, Lord, I thank you for your angels that are round about him right now, putting favor to the Lord in him, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Cheryl's boy. Everybody believe it? Glory to God, it's done. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. And Lord, I thank you that you have given Cheryl bold faith. And she's going to believe what we prayed tonight is even happening, even right now. She don't have to believe what she sees with her natural eyes and her natural ears either. All she has to believe is the word of God. And the word of God says when you pray and you believe what you have prayed, you shall receive it. You're going to get it. Amen. It's done. All right. Go ahead, Andrew.
Ben, it's Ben's turn.
Oh, okay, Ben. Go ahead, brother.
Father, I know I need to be weak to the weak, but I don't want to get lost and not be the salt of the earth in doing that, Father. Father, I want to be your light in the dark. I want to be, that voice. And I want to come out of the earth, Father, and not just dwell within them and not feel like I'm not doing enough for you. Father, I don't want this condemning spirit, and I don't want this spirit of being shy to speak faith unto people. Father, I want to always speak you and always be surrounded by you, Father, to have you always in my speech and have you always in my actions. And I want people to see that, Father, that it's for you, not just some religious chanting, but for you, Father. And Father, I also confess, just watching too much YouTube again and, you know, watching stuff I shouldn't be watching and getting too into stuff that I shouldn't be getting into and thinking things that I shouldn't be thinking. So Father, we thank you so much for giving us this conviction and showing us what's wrong so that we can have a victory out of these battles, Father. We thank you so much for, we thank you for being the faithful one in this relationship, Father, for always being the pillar that we can go to, that we can walk with. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for your cleansing power going through him right now. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Father. He's back where he should be. And I'm going to pray a prayer here in a minute that everybody's going to get a hold of. Go ahead, Julie.
Thank you. I just want to add on to something you prayed for Cheryl and her son. Okay. Father, I thank you for Cheryl's family, and I thank you, Lord, for the bold faith that you have given Cheryl to confess over her family, and that she's believing that all of her sons, all her children, all of her siblings are all coming in, that she does believe these things and she does confess these things. I also just want to break and sever all relationships that her son has that are ungodly, they're unhealthy, and that are just the wrong relationships that are influencing him. Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would bring separation to those people, Father, and draw him to Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that you know, what we've already prayed has been answered. And I thank you, Lord, for helping Cheryl to remind her of these things that we've already prayed and answered. You've answered these things and put her in complete rest and at peace about it, Lord, and that she will keep her mind stayed on you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We agree with Julie. In Jesus' name, and it's done. Go ahead, Pat.
So I wanted to just continue on a prayer if I could. And, Father, I thank you, Lord. I'm asking you to, in my confession of my passivity or my holding silence, holding my my tongue, not speaking forth in agreement with your words and your promises, and how that passivity most probably affected my family, in that I was not taking the proper leadership role of leading and guiding and standing, but yet taking more of a passive role or wait and see type of position and stance. And Father, I ask you to forgive me for the damage that that has done to my family, the friends that know me, and whatever else, what other relationships that it affected, Lord. I have no idea. But I'm asking you to forgive me for that as well. And I thank you, Lord, for that. I'm asking you to reverse that damage that has caused in others, and give them the grace necessary to find you through the process. I thank you that you are, that none of these things in our lives are irreversible. That your grace is sufficient to save in all aspects of our life. And so I trust you. I commit myself, I commit my family, I commit my acquaintances, my all of those that I know, I commit those people into your hands, Lord, that you would take and repair the damage and bring forth your word and your spirit in their lives. And I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for it. I just praise you, for you are greater than all of these things, and that you are able to deliver to the uttermost. You are able to speak to dead bones and raise them up into life. You are able to call upon the ocean and split it and allow your people to walk through freely. all of these things you're able to do. You're certainly able to do all these things that we request in our lives. And so I trust you for it, and I thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, anyone else? All right, I'm going to pray a prayer that's going to be a universal prayer. And if it affects you, you believe also that you're going to be relieved of it. You're going to be broken out of it in Jesus' name. Father, I confess the sin of distraction from you. I confess the sin of social media grabbing my attention rather than your Bible, your word. I confess, Lord, any distractions in my life that have pulled me away from the word of God in Jesus' name. And I also, thank you, Lord, that from this point on, we're going to speak as an oracle of God and not from the flesh. And Father, we praise you for doing that for all of us. And I thank you, Father, for completely exonerating us from all of that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for your complete deliverance from social media in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, I'm free. Y'all free? Thank you, Lord, we're all free. Praise God. And Lord, I thank you for those that might be lying to you. Forgive them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Yeah, Angelica, go ahead.
I wanted to quickly confess just some sin, but also just believe God for his righteousness on it. So, Lord God, I just thank you so much for all the work that you have been doing in my life, Lord. Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for your sovereign hand, Lord God, and bringing me through all the trials, Father God, not to destroy me, Father God, but that I could enter into life. So, Lord, I just repent for not having a single eye, a single heart, single mind towards you, Father God, and any love of the world or the things of the world in my heart still, Father God. And I'm tired of that, and I just thank you, Father God, for taking that from me, Father God, forgiving me, taking that from me, Father God, and causing me to have the eye of the dove, a single heart, a single mind, Father God, totally focused and in love with you, Lord, again, and going about your business daily, Father God, and just delighting in you, Father God, and fulfilling the purpose that you have for me here, Lord, and that I would have no regret, no worldly sorrow, and no regret. And that I would fulfill all the things that you have for me for the sake of the body, and just be so close to you, Father God, that I can hear your heart for me, your heart for others, for the lost, for everyone, Lord. And that I just, your will be my will, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Me too, Lord. Anybody else? Yeah, thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, what? Oh, yeah, Joe, go ahead, brother.
Well, I just want to thank the Lord for his grace, for mercy that we confess our sins. Thank you, Lord, for your cleansing power. Thank you for always being with us. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Father. Goodness and kindness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you've given us the heart of Jesus, that we don't have a problem loving everybody because you loved everybody. And Father, that's the way we want to be. We want to love everybody. And I confess that sometimes aggravation gets on me, frustration, And I thank you, Father, for freedom from it right now in Jesus' name. I break all of it there. We're going to be calm and walk just like Jesus from this point on with your grace and your mercy, Father, following us around in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that all these wonderful brothers and sisters are starting to look just like Jesus. Praise God forevermore. Amen. All right. Anybody else? Amen. I command stress and anxiety out of everybody in Jesus' name. I command it to go. I command all forms of condemnation to leave in Jesus' name. I command everything that's not of God to leave this group right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that your angels right now are shooing them out in Jesus' name. Those who want them free, they're gone. Brain fog, go right now in Jesus' name. Confusion, go right now in Jesus' name. Fear, go right now in Jesus' name. Oppression, go in the name of Jesus. Depression, go right now in the name of Jesus. Unbelief and doubt, go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Now, I tell you what, if you believe, I've seen a lot of people get healed when we take communion. So just believe that the blood of Jesus is going to heal you and deliver you as we take this communion. Unless anybody's got another prayer or want to confess something. I believe everybody here is looking shiny now. I'm telling you what, you're looking shiny. That light of Jesus is coming through. Glory to God. Amen. All right. Y'all get your bread ready. We're fixing to do this. And just believe if you need the healing or deliverance. That when we take this, the blood of Jesus is going to heal you, because there's many people have been healed because of it. David's got a healing on, teaching on healing in the communion, I believe. Yeah. Ran across that the other day. Yeah, Debbie.
Yeah, I feel I should share this. I felt I received today, or was it yesterday? I think it was today. That I received really strong in me, because not just myself, I've had prayer and I'm condemnation, but I felt I had a strong sensing. The Lord's let me know that, the enemy is really attacking this body. I mean, not just this local body, but, UBMers with condemnation, because if he can do that, you know, if he can do that, he can really do a big job. He can do really, cause a lot of defeat in the body. And I really sensed that. And I kind of saw it with myself because it came so strong. And then, when other person mentioned the what you shared was there's condemnation there. And then Joe, and I've just, I just think there's more than we know that, but you know, we have, I just had that prayer. And I think that was, I'm saying that you broke that. I think it was broken, but I wanted to share that I feel it was broken.
Amen. I believe it. Y'all believe it?
It's strong and it's broken. Yes.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
But we can't get
this even from the people listening.
Amen. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord. I accept that for me as well. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
No condemnation in Christ, is it?
No. Amen.
Devil's on the run now. Glory to God. Praise God. Whew, man, I feel better all over than I do anywhere else. Glory to God. Amen. Okay. Y'all get your bread ready and your blood and your bread. We'll go through this fairly quickly. All right. Raise your hand when you're ready. We'll start. All right. Everybody started that I see. Okay. Go ahead, Angelica. Oh, okay. You're raising your hand. Okay, I got you.
I'm just raising my hand.
All right. I got you. Okay, good deal. You got your bread. Let me quote this out of 1 Corinthians 11:24-25. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. This do in remembrance of me." Go ahead and partake of the bread. Okay. Verse 25, he said, "In like manner, also the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" This is his blood coming into you now. Go ahead and partake. Praise you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you for your healing power, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Thank you for your freedom, Lord. Praise you, Father. Thank you for your bold faith ingrained in all of us, Lord. Thank you for your glory that's fallen upon us now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. You are the glory, Lord, and we are in the middle of it. In Jesus' name, glory, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Lord, you are glory. Praise be to God. Thank you, Father. Glory, 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 glory. Praise you, Lord. You're worthy of our praises, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Praise be to God. Yes, we all receive the benefits from the kingdom. Praise God. Okay. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your words, Lord. Thank you for the visions, Lord. I just saw the Lord looking over this bunch. He was in something I'd never seen him in before. He was in a real loose robe with a blue sash on. And he looked like he was very happy. I generally see him in that wooden throne he's got, but this time he was just there by himself. He was just hovering over us, or looking over us, I should say.
I sense that he was saying, the work is being done, and this work is my work. It is not your work. It is my work within you being done and accomplished here.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Yep. That's the Lord. Praise God. I feel the presence of the Lord. Y'all feel the presence of the Lord. You don't have to, but I'm just saying God's here. God's here. Praise God. Oh, my. I got angels in here too. Ariel's right up there. Jerry, I believe he's back behind me. I think there's two more back behind me. I'm not sure who they are. Yeah, me too. Thank you, Lord, for your life that you've given for us. Praise you, Father. Go ahead, Missy. I'm sorry, I didn't see your hand.
Well, when we were all, you know, praising and thanking the Lord there, when you were praying in the spirit, I was praying in the spirit too, and I went into a tongue I never went into before. And I knew the Lord was moving mightily. And that was my sense, what Debbie said, that she sensed the Lord was saying. And I feel to share something. And then sing a little bit of something that goes along with this.
Okay.
It's Revelation 12, starting in verse 7. And there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels going forth to war with the dragon. And the dragon warred and his angels, and they prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the dragon was cast down, the old serpent, he that is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was cast down to the earth, and his angels were cast down with him. And I heard a great voice in heaven saying, now is come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, who accuses them before our God day and night. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they loved not their life unto death. Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to sing this a little different. I'm going to sing it instead of individually. I'm going to sing it for us all corporately. We are overcomers. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Overcomers. Yeah, we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Overcomers, more than a conqueror, we are winners. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We have dominion and we walk in authority. We've been washed in his blood, kept by his love, filled with his spirit, and by his stripes we're healed, we're free. Jesus gave us the victory. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the victory. Praise you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. There's no more condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and of death. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Yeah, we all ought to be a singing that one. Praise God. God, we're all overcomers. The more you confess it, the more you believe it. Woo, Lord of God, I'm an overcomer.
Get back, I was singing that.
Go on, girl. Sing it again.
I was singing. I was going to jump in there with Missy and start singing with her.
Praise the Lord. That'd have been fine. Yeah. We'd had a duo going. Then somebody could have grabbed a banjo. Boy, we'd have had a band then. Mm-mm. All right. Anybody else? Ooh. Yeah, Andrew, go ahead, brother. Or Ben.
So I wanted to bring this up after we did this because I felt like it was just important to get that in because I didn't want to. Well, I'll just say it. I had a dream last night. Well, maybe some of the discernment you can help me with. So it was pretty short, so I'll keep it short. So basically, in my dream, it was me and my dad. He was to my right. We were laying down on our stomachs, looking into a lit area. And in this lit area, it was surrounded in a circle by a metal fence. And everyone was super excited because something was going to happen. We were all kind of just waiting for it. And then there I am, still on my stomach, trying to go at the nuts and bolts on the fence, trying to undo them with my own hands. And then I heard Debbie's voice in the background saying, what did she say? The ones that were left till the end. And then after that was said, I heard, here he comes. And then in the corner of my eye, I see this surfer looking dude guy with long hair, and he looked happy to see us, and we were all excited to see him. He was on the other side of the fence, and I try and just like grab like his shin area, but he put his hand on my head. And then I wake up, but when I'm waking up, I'm speaking in tongues. And
Praise God.
You know, when I know what y'all are saying now, it's, you don't really think about it because it's just like, I'm not doing this. And then when I started thinking about it, it's like, I'm going to keep this going. That's when it started to fade away and I didn't really know. And then I kind of got a bad feeling about it and I was like, oh Lord, I don't want to get tricked by this. If this is you, like, give me a confirmation. But, you know, I talked about it with my dad, and he's really putting it on me. He's like, Ben, it's yours. You have it. Like, and, yeah. So, praise God. I have my gift of tongues. I've yet to have a quiet moment to meditate on this and to really take it all in and, but I'm confessing it by faith, and I'm confessing it to my brethren that I've had the gift of tongues, and I got it through a dream in Christ.
Praise God. Praise God. Do you have some more? Go ahead.
No, that's it.
Okay, let me just say something to you right quick. The more you speak in tongues, the more proficient you'll be. Mm. And you'll start seeing that you'll be changing languages, you know, here and there for different occasions. Don't worry about it. Just do it. Keep doing it. Tongues okay. is your tongues is your doorway into the spiritual. Amen.
Amen.
You start seeing now, start asking the Lord for the gifts.
Yes. More.
And more, more, more. Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you, Father.
Praise God. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for this full language for men. Amen. Whoa, I don't want to do that. I was fixing to end the meeting. I don't want to do that. All right. Anybody else? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Man, I got joy in my heart. Anybody else got joy in their heart? Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I got joy, 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 joy in my heart. Oh, joy, joy in my heart. Wow. Yep. I wish I had one. Don't, would you get one? Yep. Please get a good one. Get one to get you out the chair. I don't want one that'll put you to sleep. I want one that'll just put you to make you get up and dance a jig, Lord of God. Cause you know Jesus is in here. Jesus is in wherever you are. That's where Jesus is. You can get up and dance with him. Just like he danced with David there here a while back. Anybody got something they'd like to? Ooh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else got something they want to share? Hey, Vanita. Yeah. Joy in my heart. Pow. Yeah, Joe, go ahead, brother.
Can you remember this, Michael?
Yeah.
I received it on Wednesday.
All right, brother. That thing is loaded up with, that thing is loaded up with Jesus now.
I received my healing. I received my healing. Thank you.
Amen. And you can pass it around and other people will get healed also. Guarantee it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for getting that over to Joe in a safe way. In Jesus' name. How long did it take, Joe? Gosh, that's been.
That's what I want to say. I received it on, I picked it up on the 12th, on Wednesday, but the date on the thing was, I think it was 28th or 29th, and that is exactly 2 months since you sent it.
Oh my gracious. Good mail, man. We got there. It takes a long time to get over my horse.
Yeah, I think so. Well, my horse is swimming.
Yeah, it just takes. Well, praise God, you got it. Thank you, Lord. All right, anybody else? Woo-hoo. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power and that thing that will affect thousands. In Jesus' name. I love that story about Lake when he was leaving South Africa. There was a lot of people lined up to be prayed for. And he didn't want to leave him, but he had to go. The boat was leaving. He just reached over and said, on the pole right in the middle of town, he said, all who touch this from this time forth will be healed. Over 10,000 people got healed by touching that thing through the years. And believe it. Are you ready? Okay, let me give you the, let's see here, Judy. That might be done right here. Oh, okay. Now you got it. You got it. Go to hear a song. Get ready. I think.
the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from every fear. Those who look on him are radiant, they'll never be ashamed, they'll never be ashamed. This Corbin cried and the Lord heard me and saved me from
something going on. Julie, we're losing the internet, I guess. Okay. What happens? Did she get knocked off? She must have gotten knocked off. You must have, Jimmy.
How dare they? How dare they?
Okay.
Well, you know, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And by the Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord. That's a good one.
The Lord is good. He'll give you everything. He'll give you everything.
Hallelujah. Lord of God. He'll give you everything. Everything? Everything. Ooh, that's a good song. Praise God. Ooh. I receive everything, Lord. Everything, everything. Amen. Ooh. All right. Anybody got anything they'd like to talk about? These are the days of Elijah. Amen. I believe it. Uh-oh. What do you mean your battery's low? Well, that earbud said your battery is low. I'll rebuke that in a moment. Well, somebody get it up. Has anybody got any questions about the timeline and quantum faith? Is everybody on the same timeline? I just think I'm going to ask this now. I got to ask this. Well, looks like y'all want me to do it. Now, I like that Judy Jacob from That Woman Knows How to Sing. Yeah. She is the one.
I got one, Michael. If you want me to allow me to play it, it's not Judy.
That's all right. I'm getting it.
You're getting one? Okay. Huh? Okay.
Which one was it? Elijah?
The Paul Wilbur one.
Yeah. We'll think about it.
You got Judy on your mind.
That woman, she gets you up out your seat. Now, I like the way he ends it better than the rest of them. Well, what's going on here? Oh, I see what you did, you sorry outfit. Yeah. You're trying to take over. Get off my computer in the name of Jesus. I believe in the background, you're going to see Benny Hinn back there. All right, here we go. Sorry it took so long, but I had to go through a bunch of junk. No more, the junk's gone. You go, girl.
Behold, he comes. Right.
Of Elijah declaring the word of the Lord, and these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the voice in the desert crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Behold, he comes,
hey,
riding on the mountain, shining like the sun. At the trumpet calls, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee, and our times give salvation. The dry bones becoming fresh, and these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of prayer. And these are the days of the harvest, yes Lord, the fields are as white in your word. Here it comes.
declare this tonight. There's no God like Jehovah. Come on. Say. There's no God like Jehovah. 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 Declare tonight, Jesus, there's no God like Jehovah. Nobody, nobody, not Buddha, nor Muhammad, nor Sun, nor the moon. Nobody, 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 nobody,
I was waiting on her to do it again. Praise God. That girl can get you up out your seat, boy. Go on with it, Judy. Yeah, Missy.
I installed this new Bible app. It's like a morning devotional, evening devotional. I looked the one up that Will was sharing the other day. And I was like, this is a pretty cool app. I liked it. Anyway, and today's series of verses that it gives are awesome. I shared it with some of you. I should have probably put it in the chat, but I'd like to share the verses. Now there, it's the web version, World English Bible. I'm just going to read them and not tell you the references, because it just flows. If you want, I'll post them on the chat in the fellowship chat on Signal. Anyway, the path of the righteous is like the dawning light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. Not that I have already obtained or am already made perfect, but I press on, if it is so that I may take hold of that for which I was taken hold of by Christ Jesus. Let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to know the Lord. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. We all with unveiled face, seeing the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, are transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord the Spirit. When that which is complete has come, then that which is partial will be done away with. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, even as I was also fully known. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it is not yet revealed what we will be. But we know that when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him just as he is. Everyone who has this hope set on him purifies himself even as he is pure. Praise the Lord.
Okay, what did you just say?
Wait. The Lord's a coming. The Lord's a coming. In us.
Okay. All right. All right. That's good. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Anybody got anything else they'd like to share? When you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do, you confess that the Lord has freed you. You confess it and walk in it the rest of the day. Praise God. And then the next morning, you do the same thing and you thank him for doing it. And watch what happens. Glory be to God. Hey, Josie, good to see you, girl. All right. Yeah, Judy.
Since we have time, can I play another song?
Sure. You got full internet in Jesus' name.
I still have share rights. Amen. You see what the devil is trying to do, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. He's, I got it.
The blood of Jesus covers this next song in Jesus' name. You ain't messing with her communication. In Jesus' name. Make it full screen.
I wake up in the dead of night. Yeah.
Good song. I like that song. Y'all confess this with me? We've got just about a half a minute here. Said, I face life fearlessly. I know now that greater is he that is in me than all the forces that can be arrayed against me. I'm facing enemies that I have no ability to conquer, and yet I face them fearlessly in Jesus' name, because Amen. Jesus resides within me, Amen. And I have the same authority that he had. The devil cannot be around me anymore in Jesus' name. Glory Amen. Be to God. Thank you, Father. Mm-hmm. All right. Anybody got anything? Well, we got about half a minute. I've seen your song, but I ain't got time. Y'all just missed out. You just missed out. Awesome time tonight. Y'all have a good time. I did. I enjoyed the Lord's presence. That's what I enjoyed.
Praise
Thank you, Lord. Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Debbie, for giving us that word also from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Joe is free too. And he's not going to have any more electrical interruptions. It's going to be supernatural electricity. Amen. All right. Y'all be blessed. You hear?